Great. Thank you so much, Alex. Now, it's probably safe to say that most of the people involved in this company are here because we all experienced an intense level of pain in our own lives or the lives of loved ones. Now, Dr. Ben, I'd actually like to bring you back out. Would you talk a little bit about your background and how you met Dr. Alex and got involved with the Healing Codes?
Yes, Lori. Need is the mother of invention, you know?
Yeah.
It's at our point of need that we search and discover something that we need. I had, in the fall of 2002, I received words like some people in listening today have had the word cancer spoken to them, and they realized how big of a word such a little word is. Well, I had something that I feared much greater than cancer spoken to me. That fall, I'd been having a lot of symptoms. I'd been getting weak. I was having muscle fasciculation. My muscles were just kind of jerking all over my body, and I was getting weak. My voice was getting weak. Couldn't hardly go upstairs. I went to an orthopedic surgeon that had operated on me for a spinal cord injury a few years before, and he said, "Ben, you have Lou Gehrig's disease." And it took about a fraction of a second for me to realize that I was in really big trouble, because I knew that standard medicine had absolutely nothing to offer Lou Gehrig's patients. And all the new research, stem cell research and all that, well, there was a physician literally next door to my clinic in Atlanta who was doing the latest, greatest stem cell research. And the FDA had come in and closed down the study because it was not having any benefit for the patients. And I was the alternative doctor. I had treated patients with Lou Gehrig's disease and with homeopathics, with acupuncture, with frequency devices, with intravenous herbals, with everything that I knew how, and it had not benefited them any. So it took just a fraction of a second to realize that there was absolutely nothing out there, that I was going to die and die pretty soon. If the indicator, if standard records were any indicator, 50% of people are dead within 2 years of that diagnosis. 80% are dead within 5 years. So we weren't talking about a long time here. And so it was huge. A couple of months later, I was invited to a seminar. Dr. Lloyd was speaking about the Healing Codes, and I went. It made good sense, and there were a lot of good testimonials. But, you know, being an alternative medicine, I'd heard a lot of good testimonies, so I wanted some science. Well, he had done the science. He had done research and shown that he could take people out of physiological stress, which on the talking about that level is the cause of disease and cause of lack of success and cause of everything else. So he had done the science, and that really impressed me. So I said, you know what? I don't have anything to lose here. So I began to work with the Healing Codes and took some seminars and got some personal coaching from Dr. Lloyd. And here I am today. This is 4 years later, and I'm just having a blast in life. I was just here a few months ago. I was out in Colorado hiking around at 10,000 feet, and my son was out there with me, and I just left him in the dust. I was up to that, and actually upsetting him. He's right here with me at this moment. So he's kind of biting his lip and shaking his head, beat him to the tie, and he was hurting. He was just sucking wind. And so I'm doing great, healthy, very much alive, and just glad to be here. And thank you, Alex, for all that you did to help get us all to this point. So,
well, Ben, thank you. You made such a difference in my life, and I love you. I want to take you to another question. In doing the research, when we started discovering that our memories and the related beliefs of those memories are also what is the key to success, not just to health, and then we introduced the success codes to address that. One thing I'd like to do is I'd like to read, according to the research, characteristics of what I call the failure mechanism in the body when it's turned on, and the success mechanism in the body when it's turned on, and get you to comment about that and tell us a little bit more how that works as far as the functioning of the body is concerned. According to the research, when the failure mechanism, which we also call the stress response, is turned on, here's what it does. It dumbs us down, drains our energy, suppresses the immune system, increases pain, raises blood pressure, closes cells, creates fear, anger, depression, confusion about every negative emotion you can imagine, and tends to destroy relationships because it creates all these negative emotions in us. So those are a number of characteristics of the failure mechanism. And then the success mechanism, or what I'm calling the success mechanism, that I was totally unaware of until I started doing research on the causes of success and failure physiologically in the body. And this just blew me away. And being here, I'm going to read, according to the research, the characteristics of what I call the success mechanism when it's turned on in the body: enhanced relationships, parental bonding, love, joy, peace, increased immune function, reduced stress, lowered blood pressure. It tends to counteract addiction and withdrawal, stimulates the release of human growth hormone, increases trust and wise judgment, tends to modulate your appetite and healthy digestion. It promotes healing, stimulates relaxation, stimulates non-stress energy, meaning you can sleep and rest when you need to, but you've got energy when you need it as well, stimulates higher neurological activity, so instead of dumbed down, you're smartened up, and it opens your cells. Now, Ben, what I believe about all this law of attraction stuff that is sweeping the world and the United States from the record-setting Oprah show, I believe that law of attraction is working all the time, that it works in our heart too, and that what we're witnessing, when I call it, we've got a lot of heart junk, you know, with our head and our intention, like you were talking about before, we're thinking, oh, I want to be successful, I want to have a great career, I want to make money, whatever. But then, as you said, and you're right, when the heart and head conflict, the heart wins. But I believe that law of attraction includes what's happening in the heart, because that stuff is resonating out to all my cells and to other people as well. So I believe that once we heal the heart, then this, which means that the law of attraction is working in for me instead of against me, then these characteristics of the success mechanism can happen. But if my heart is junked up, then the heart overrides, and the stress is what happens. But either way, I'm kind of, you know, getting what I'm resonating from in my heart. So can you take a couple of minutes and explain to people what we're calling failure or stress response and what we're calling success or the release of oxytocin and vasopressin?
Absolutely. You know, on a physiological level, you know, Alex, if I could patent that, I'd just fly right by Bill Gates. Bill Gates, wouldn't I?
That's right.
Because I would have the pill that everybody wanted. The problem is in truth, pharmaceutical companies have tried to patent this and have tried to make a solution that works like this, but it can't happen because there's two different responses. When this particular substance called oxytocin is put into the bloodstream, it has a different effect than when it is released intra-brain, inside of the brain, from one part of the brain to the other. And that's called endocrine versus exocrine. So they can make this stuff. They literally do make this stuff. But when you put it in the stomach or the vein, it has a different effect as when it's released by your brain within your brain. And so physiologically, what you have talked about is the release of oxytocin inside of the brain. And when that happens, you get all of those beneficial things that you're talking about, peace, warmth, discernment, discretion, understanding, caring, all of those things begin to happen inside of your brain, and life gets better. Things do get better. They are better when that is released. And vice versa, when the other's released, things are negative and blood pressure goes up and there's less trust and everything kind of goes south on you. So what we are thinking, yes, in our heart, and what is in our heart does affect our mind, and that affects the final outcome in a very significant way, of the outcome of how we act and interact and what happens in life out there, because it's all interactive.
So Ben, would it be truthful to say that if I see The Secret on Oprah and it gives me hope and I say, you know, I want those good things coming into my life instead of the negative things, from a medical perspective with your three medical degrees and everything, would, in your opinion, is it accurate to say that if I want to make that law of attraction really turn on and work for me instead of against me, I've got to clean up my heart issues?
Absolutely. The heart's going to win over the head every time. And I'm not just talking about 99% of the time. I'm talking about 100% of the time. So what you have really believed about yourself and your heart, I won't make it. I'll always sabotage myself. I'll always fail. I'll never get there. What you believed in your heart is going to win over any intent in your head. I can make it today. Today's going to be a great day. Things are going to happen good for me. We have thousands of words of self-talk every minute, but the heart self-talk is going to win every time over the head self-talk.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Ben. Now, Dr. Alex, you mentioned a little bit before cellular memories. I'd like for you to explain what you mean by cellular memories and what they have to do with success.
Yeah, I'll be happy to, Lori. I already read some from that study from 2004, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center at Dallas. And, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg. We literally are having trouble keeping up with this research. It's coming out so quickly. Dr. Ben and I were speaking at a conference in Mexico, an alternative health conference, and we go into the little gift shop there in Mexico, and here's Newsweek, and on the cover of Newsweek is an issue about stress causing physical health problems, and like it's announcing this great new thing they've discovered that stress causes physical health problems. Well, you know, that's cool, but then when you turn to the stories, and I've got that issue of Newsweek right here in the same room with me, when you turn to the actual articles, in every instance where they're talking about that, the stress is caused by destructive memories. Now, when we say cellular memory, all we're talking about is memories. It's just that we know now that they're stored all over the body, not just in the brain. One of the main ways we discovered that was when they started doing organ transplants, and the recipient would not only get the organ, but oftentimes they would get food cravings, memories, dreams, visions, information that they had no way of knowing about the donor's life. And so they started researching that. They also had cut out about every part of the brain, and the memories were still largely intact. So now we know that the memories are not just in the brain, they're all over the body. But in the way we think about memories, you can just remove the cellular and say your memories. And those memories, again, according to the research, either kick in the stress response, which causes all the negative stuff that we read. It dumbs you down, drains your energy, destroys relationships, etc. Or the hypothalamus and pituitary gland don't do anything, okay, or they kick in the success response with the release of oxytocin and vasopressin. But the research out there indicates that both of those can be keyed to the person's memories. If there's good memories about that particular thing, and again, this includes your heart, not just your conscious remembering, then there may very well be the release of oxytocin and vasopressin, which makes you feel great and go out there and change the world and live your dreams.